Hi, Rick.
So let's start with some basics. What kinds of businesses can qualify for an R&D tax credit?
Any company can apply for this credit if they pay people to discover information that develops or improves what the IRS calls a business component. So that's technology of some kind. And a lot of people think that this is limited to manufacturing, but it's actually very broad. Architecture firms and software developers can apply for these credits as much as a medical device manufacturer. And they don't have to be creating something entirely new either. They could, say, be making their products more green. New Hampshire is different than the federal government, which also has their own R&D tax credit, in that they're specifically trying to create good-paying jobs, so they only reward wage expenses. Other than that, the state is following the IRS's tax code for federal R&D credits, in terms of deciding who qualifies and who doesn't.
And how much money are we talking about?
Right now, the state puts $1 million toward R&D tax credits. This bill would double that to $2 million this year, so that would be starting in 2013. So a business can apply for as much as $50,000 off its business taxes here, but because there's so little funding allocated and so many applicants, they're really only going to get a fraction of that. Last year, the state had to divide $1 million between 111 companies. So businesses who are qualified to receive the whole $50,000 only received $12,000. Obviously, businesses are really interested in these tax credits.
Yeah, I would think so. How does New Hampshire compare with other states?
So New Hampshire's R&D tax credit began in 2008. In some ways, the state's just catching up to the rest of the region in offering the credit at all. There's some research from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston that suggests that these credits are actually important in maintaining the state's competitiveness. The report says that the amount of R&D spending across the state is definite. So states offering the best tax credits get all the R&D spending action, and those that don't lose out. In that way, you know, they say it's a zero-sum game. The counterargument is that states are depleting their revenues with tax credits to businesses, and in doing so are racing to the bottom when it comes to infrastructure and services that strong economies rely on. That same study that I referred to before does conclude that states are not earning back the revenue that they spend on tax credits to businesses.